Alejandro Moreno, welcome to KABU.
Thank you for having me.
Alejandro Moreno is the founder of Portland Speak Up Now, a campaign to protect the integrity of this coming election. She's also the coordinator of Communications Committee of the Defend Democracy Coalition, which is new, but already has 40 member organizations. The coalition has organized a rally and march. It will be next Wednesday, the day after the election. Like in many cities in this country, it will demonstrate commitment to a fair election, as in one of the slogans, let people vote, count all the ballots. The rally starts at 3 p.m. in the big field adjacent to Revolution Hall, the once Washington High School building on 12th and Stark, and will happen regardless of the outcome, whether, as expected by all observers, Trump goes through with his threat to steal the election, or if Biden wins, will still rally and march, because this country and the planet face immense challenges. We'll be discussing that later in the interview. First, Alejandro Moreno, tell us about the rally and march and why it's so important to come and be heard.
Well, Bill, thank you for having me representing the Defend Democracy Coalition. In terms of the rally that we're holding, the Defend Democracy Coalition is coming together around the need to protect the integrity of our elections and to count every vote of the people that participate in those elections. With the amount of people in the current situation in the U.S. are voting by mail, and all those votes need to be counted, and that will take time. We're shifting away from the idea of a November 3rd election day to more of an election season. The reality is we might not have a full view of the results on November 3rd on that night, and that is why our November 4th event stands regardless of what politicians say on television, regardless what the results that are called out by the media. We are standing up and getting together and demonstrating to essentially protect, make sure that all the votes are counted, even those that are coming by mail that might take some more time to count. And to understand that, like you said, beyond the elections of 2020, there are a myriad of challenges that we're facing in this country. And regardless of the outcome, we still need to push for those.
The march and rally is described as nonviolent and family friendly. I think it's real important to get the largest number of people out, which includes people with baby carriages and families. It's after work, starts at 3 p.m. Tell us about why you're so specifically insisting that it will be nonviolent, and what is the coalition doing to make sure that any violence will be deterred?
Throughout history, the most successful struggles in the face of authoritarian overreach, like the one we're facing now in the U.S., have been nonviolent struggles. So it's more than just the absence of violence, it's the strategy behind it and the shifting of the power balance through nonviolent direct action. And this might take many forms. On November 4th, it'll take the form of a mass demonstration where we rally the people in our city and in our state to join millions around the country in saying, we're here to stand up for this and we will not be ignored, we will not be dismissed. So the nonviolent aspect is much larger than this demonstration on November 4th, but we do want to highlight that this is a family-friendly event. We want everyone to join because this is a matter that affects all of us, regardless of our race, our gender, our religion, our immigration status. All these issues are affecting every single one of us, people all over the country. So we're demonstrating to stand up for that and to make sure we're all protected. We want to make sure that at this rally and at this march, people are comfortable coming out and demonstrating their voice. We have an entire group, an entire committee dedicated to community safety and making sure all the actions that we put together are safe for the community to participate. If we're going to put ourselves out into the street, we want to make sure that we do that safely and we're not putting the community at risk. So that's something that's very high on our priorities list, to make sure that we have all of the measures in place that people feel safe demonstrating, and to make sure that we de-escalate any sort of violence we might encounter. We're preparing our people for that, and we're making sure we have people trained around our events to make sure that we can de-escalate any violent situation.
My sense is, if Trump does attempt to steal the election, it will be a long process. It could last all the way into January, and the struggles to count the vote. will surely wind up in courts and local struggles and in state legislatures. It's all quite possible. Not quite as intense in Portland as it will be in Pennsylvania and Florida and Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin. So the march on the 4th, it's probably going to be the first of many, many actions. Some of them will be more disruptive than others. That is, one of the ways of stopping coups is to make sure that the autocrat or dictator want to take over, to make sure that they can't just stabilize the situation and continue to milk it for their own gains. Often the coup fails because it's impossible to maintain business as usual, and the people are united in pushing out the dictator and trying to initiate some much more democratic government. So some of the actions in the future will be quite disruptive, if nonviolent.
This march is disruptive in the sense of we will demonstrate, and it's not something that happens every day. So it's disruptive in that sense, but future actions will be disruptive in different senses. The Defend Democracy Coalition has a pledge, which is how people can join in to this effort. And it's based on the Choose Democracy Pledge, which is national. And it has 4 steps. We're committing to voting. We're committing to refusing to accept the result of the election until all votes are counted. And we're committing to take to the streets nonviolently if a coup is attempted. And like you said, we're willing to shut down business as usual to protect the integrity of the democratic process. With our lack of cooperation, we get to move the needle in how things work. So if we choose to remove our cooperation from certain aspects of our society, we are affecting that business as usual, and we are disrupting that process. And essentially, that's our intent. It's all nonviolent. It's all our effort to make sure the voice of the people is heard in a system that continues to disenfranchise different populations. We're aiming to make sure that it isn't just another one of the many times before where we have seen, oh, no, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll address that. The time is now. This coalition believes that the future that we want, we're starting it now. It's not later. If an administration is willing to work with us, we will do this or that. We're going to mobilize and make our point heard. We can't ignore the context in which we live and pretend that this election is happening in a vacuum. This election is happening and is contested in the way that it is because there has been very intentional efforts to disenfranchise voters all across the country, disenfranchise specifically Black voters and young voters, because that's the biggest threat to the established system right now. So we want to make sure that people feel empowered, that people know their voice and their power and how big of an effect we can have. And they show up on November 4th and throughout to join the coalition in fighting for the future we want to build.
This is KBOO Radio 90.7 FM, Portland, Oregon, the Old Mole Variety Hour. Please note that this variety, it's in the variety of struggles for that better possible world, struggles often from below. I'm Bill Resnick talking to Alejandra Moreno, who is the coordinator of the Communications Committee of the Defend Democracy Coalition, over 40 organizations, more to come. We've been discussing the coalition's family-friendly rally in March. Again, it's next Wednesday at 3, starting at 12th and Stark. Alejandro, even if Biden wins, we're going to have to mightily push him and his administration to meet the country's and world's multiple challenges. The coalition is not a one-time rally in March instrument. It sees itself as assisting in and coordinating what will very, very likely be a long period of struggle to not just defend electoral democracy, it's to advance democracy and deal with the multiple challenges that this country and the world faces, really existential challenges.
Yeah, the Defend Democracy Coalition came together because we're witnessing presidents and political allies that are very intent on suppressing the vote and undermining our current electoral process. And all this with the intention of illegally maintaining power and subverting the will of the people. So we're coming together to stand up for electoral justice while we understand that in this context, electoral justice is racial justice, is a fair economy, is climate justice, is all of these things. We have to come together around the elections right now so we can move forward and continue to work on these issues, because the system right now does not work for every person in this country, and we need it to, because all of our lives can't matter until Black lives matter, until LGBTQ lives matter, until immigrant lives matter. So we have to take this stand, and right now we focus in the elections, but we have a vision that is way more long-term than that, because we want this to be a space we want to create. So that is what we're calling for. Join us, defenddemocracycoalition.com. Take action with us and join us on November 4th at Revolution Hall at 3 p.m.
That's www.defenddemocracycoalition.com.
On the website, right, You'll find information on the pledge, information on our November 4th action, and also all of our social media links as well.
Thanks so much for talking to us today, Alejandra. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for having me, Bill.